doesn't know what to do with them. So she built an extra closet. It was painted the color of cinnamon. She was an octopus. Lisa tried to go to the mall, but it was too crowded. She tried to go to the department store, but it was too loud. She slithered past the fountain by the outlet store, then jumped in its red ink 8 times. So who's counting? 8th month of the year, octogenarian. What footwear will she be buried in? And since when was an octopus an amphibian? What time of year does October begin? She hardly ever goes out to eat. She'd much rather adorn her feet with exquisite slippers, pumps, stilettos, kitten heels. Less an octopus than a shoe rack on wheels. Platform sandals, she had a fat unicorn. She walked it with a lace over the 7 shoes that got worn. Except a puss. The unicorn wore platform boots with his goldfish in them. His goldfish were the color of cinnamon. The goldfish got loose in the fountain. A prankish youth shattered the platform glass with a slingshot and got caught. The goldfish, unicorn's leash pulled the octopus with it. Goldfish in tow, the unicorn launched at the youth and ran. The unicorn's horn was a transponder, and sunglass kiosk was a toll booth. Then went yonder to the parking lot. The unicorn started barking a lot. Who's to say unicorns don't bark? Dogs bark and they're animals. Unicorns are animals too, and all animals bark. But the youth was a helicopter, spun fast enough to lift up into the air. Lisa barked too. Of course unicorns can fly. Cut to the chase. The hunt was then airborne. Don't ask why. Lisa had to choose between her beloved unicorn and her shoes, and her van and the shoes. And that's why whenever you see an octopus, they're barefoot, they're tentacled. The end.